This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Couple of stories in the National Basketball Association, right? Victor Wembanyama out for the year, deep vein. I think it was deep vein thrombosis. Then Dame Lillard with Milwaukee, some vein issue too, and he's gone for an indefinite amount of time. All this at the same time as me, and those are athletes in the prime of their careers. Wembanyama is just out of being a teenager, right? And then I had I had a traumatic injury in my ankle as a college kid, and that's like what. 30 something years ago, and it created all these blood flow vein issues, and finally after just years and years and years of just dealing with it, I got some in a three-stage procedure, got a bunch of veins removed from my right leg, and it seems like weird that we talk about the subject, but it just shows you from a 20-year-old kid to a 53-year-old man, these can be issues. And it turns out March happens to be Deep Vein Thrombosis Awareness Month. I mean, who knew? I know there's a month for everything, but it's a good news peg. Dr. Evan Harris, he's with the Center for Vein Restoration. He joins us here on Brian & Company. Dr. Harris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm having a great morning, and good morning to you as well.
Listen, I think for a lot of people out there, I mean, again, to the masses, the Wembanyama Lillard injury, you know, conditions really brought it out there. But for, you know, people on the, you know, second half of their life, they have a lot of issues. I mean, vein restoration is like a huge business I didn't even know about. But just explain to people, what is deep vein thrombosis?
For one reason or another, and there are several, you can develop a blockage in the deep venous system, and that's really the highway that takes blood back and forth from the heart and the lungs. And that system is very important. And if a blockage occurs, that is a deep vein thrombosis.
Got it. So there's a range of places and degrees of it.
Yeah, so... Yes, it can occur in any of the deep veins throughout the body, most commonly in the lower body, in the legs, but also in the arms, and also head and neck can happen in chest and pelvis.
So if someone's having an issue with this, like how would it manifest itself? What would be the symptoms, if you will?
So if you have a painful, well, we'll start with leg. If you have a painful leg, maybe you've injured it, maybe you've been immobile, you know, you've had a bad illness and you've been in bed, and your leg is now painful, it's swollen in that location, or it's actually swollen throughout the leg. those are very important indicators that you need to be evaluated.
All right. And we're talking with Dr. Evan Harris with the Center for Vein Restoration. And so, and then you get it looked at, and then you or someone in your office says, okay, you need to take care of this. Does healthcare cover all of this? Because I know some people with varicose veins, it's more like of an aesthetic thing and not necessarily a physical thing, right?
So at Center for Vein Restoration, we treat medical vein disease. And the parts of vein disease that you were talking about is this very life important deep venous system where these blockages or DVT, and this is DVT awareness, these blockages can actually lead to a potential life-altering course. And then there's superficial vein disease, which is the drainage of the skin, which is also what we call varicose veins. And those also can be medically important, not as life-threatening way, but restless leg syndrome, horrible night cramps, a heavy, tired, achy leg, more of a quality of life disease.
Got it. And like, if it's that's the determination, does healthcare cover that?
Yes. Most healthcare programs cover both of these diseases. The difference in the diseases is the chronic nature of the superficial disease, just quality of life, and the urgency threat to life of the deep venous disease.
Right. So the professional athletes, and again, I guess people who are particularly tall can be more prone to it, I guess. I don't know why, but that's what I read, at least. Like someone like Victor Wembanyama, like, is he going to be able to come back and be 100%, or is this something that's going to be a potential issue for his life?
Well, a lot of people actually come back and are tremendous players later in life. There have been hockey players who have come back and had a 40-goal season. There are people who have been most valuable player in the NBA, not most valuable player, most improved player in the NBA, actually the year after they came back. So this is something that you can definitely get past. The key is, you, as the doctor taking care of these patients, you really can't miss it. It is that important because it can lead to a life-threatening issue, which is called a pulmonary embolism. So it's, you got to think about it, you got to look at the patient, you got to see them, and then you got to scan them, and you can't hesitate. And it's okay to do, it's okay to over-evaluate it because you just can't afford to have a miss.
Yeah. I had some, you know, a traumatic ankle injury and it created all these problems, and even in the month or 2 or 3 weeks or so since I had the procedures done, it feels much, much different. And the swelling's actually, I had swelling for years, and it's actually already gone down. So, anything else people should know about Dr. Harris?
Well, I think that just the fact that you brought this to the attention made people aware of the disease, made people aware where they can get evaluated, places like Center for Vein Restoration, and that there are doctors who they can specifically look for who are certified in venous and lymphatic medicine and can reach out to through their primary care physician, who most of them know about us, and get referred so that they can get the proper scans, they can be evaluated, and either we can prevent a disaster in DVT or we can just get them back on their feet and get them enjoying their day again.
Got it. All right, Dr. Evan Harris from the Center for Vein Restoration. We appreciate the time and the insight. It's one of those things where on the surface you're like, oh, really? You're going to talk about this? But it affects so many people, and it's not just old people. So thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day.